Good morning. I'm Lee Brashear.
And I'm Ashley Creeps. You're listening to Bear Facts, the weekly radio show with all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Today is the day for large group speech contest. Garrigan has 5 groups and 23 students performing this afternoon. The contest is close, just down the road at Fort Dodge Senior High, so we encourage everyone to head down and watch performances. The fun begins at 12 noon when Ashley Creeps, Allison Mitchell, Michelle Kolash, Holly Berkland, and Rachel Berkland will perform a group improv. Then at 3:20 this afternoon, Jenna Richter, Holly Berkland will present their ensemble selection, Talented Young Newcomers. That's followed at 4:30 by the freshman Reader's Theater called Flag Girls. The cast includes Taylor Brandenburg, Rebecca Erdman, Brittany Birdie, Katrina Even, and Beth Brewster.
At 5:30, you can see the Varsity Reader's Theater, a selection entitled Romeo and Winifred. Cast members are Jenna Richter, Rebecca Brosnan, Amber Brewster, Sherry Kenyon, Casey Arndorfer, Megan Bover, Gina Rasmussen, and Jade Kayeski, as well as Becca Kramer, Kendra Plath, Dylan Frecking, Carrie Courtney, Sam Norlin, Melanie Myers, and Michelle Kolash. Garrigan's Day ends late with Rebecca Erdman and Brittany Birdie performing an improv at 6 p.m. Best wishes at state to all the speech students. Break a leg, everybody.
You'll be sure to want to set your VCR or TiVo for 8 o'clock tonight. That's when Iowa Public Television will be playing the Iowa State Dance Championships, which took place in Des Moines last September. The Bishop Garrigan Dance Squad brought home 2 first-place trophies from state, and tonight is your chance to see why. In addition to seeing the Golden Bears dance routine, you can see an interview with the girls about their many community service activities. That's all tonight at 8 o'clock on Iowa Public Television.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and 3 Garrigan freshmen are helping to support Kossuth County's Relay for Life by distributing Valentine cupcakes for a cure. For $1 each, students can buy chocolate or vanilla cupcakes to be delivered to their sweethearts at Garrigan on Valentine's Day. The proceeds go to Relay for Life. Brittany Birdie, Rebecca Erdman, and Joanna Frecking are working with the project, and they're taking orders up through February 12th.
Intramural basketball action continues. This year's dark horse team just might be the freshmen, who are captained by the Michael Mergen. While they're still winless, last Sunday 3 of the freshmen played a 3-on-5 game against a team of sophomores and nearly pulled off a victory. Freshmen also managed to recruit junior Marcus Raymond Pepe to help their cause, but that secret weapon hasn't played for them yet. Other members of their team are Luke McCall, Devin Tyndall, Elijah Gilhouse, DJ Belletti, Dylan Kolash, and Ryan Wakefield.
The team everyone is expecting to dominate intramurals is the seniors, whose captain is Adam Finley. His teammates include former basketball players Chris Kassman and Tony Rouse, as well as Spencer Eichen, Chris Lobot, Chris Scoba, Joe Daly, and Dustin Tyndall. They already have a 3-0 record on the season, and the top 4 overall scorers, Scoba, Rouse, Kassman, and Finley, all members of that team. Intramurals continue tomorrow with a makeup session of games that were postponed by snow 2 weeks ago. We'll keep you updated on how the season progresses.
Script just keeps continuing to grow. We've now sold over $2 million worth of script, which has generated more than $113,000 to pay for tuition for Garrigan and Seton students. Something new this year is that tickets to Gala can be bought with script at a 5% discount. You can use script for almost all your shopping needs, and every time you do, some of the money will be spent to help out the school. You can help find more about script on the Garrigan website or by contacting Jill Book or Barb Stentz here at Garrigan.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Spencer Eichen and Caleb DeRuze. Here to tell you about them is Colby Joseph Creeps.
Spencer Eichen is probably best known for his accomplishments in football, where he wore number 23 for the Bears and helped them qualify for state. Spencer has also been active in track, and he enjoys intramural basketball. In his free time, he likes music and chilling with his friends. You're most likely to see Caleb DeRuze if you stop in at the Algona Fairway store. He's been a dedicated Fairway employee through most of his high school career. Caleb hasn't been involved in a lot of activities, but he's a big fan who enjoys cheering on his Golden Bear friends. Both Caleb and Spencer will be continuing their education next year, and wish them all the best after high school.
Thanks, Kobe Joseph. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's the state speech contest in Fort Dodge today. Garrigan Bus will be leaving at 10:15 this morning, and the first event is at 12. Then tonight, be sure to watch the state dance competition on Iowa Public Television.
Tomorrow, intramural basketball continues, and the dance competition will be replayed at 4 o'clock on IPTV. Then on Monday, the freshman basketball teams travel to Humboldt.
Tuesday morning, advanced math students will take the American Mathematics Competition test, one of the most challenging math tests around. That night, the basketball teams play Algona High. JV games are here at Garrigan, with the varsity playing across town.
Wednesday, the seniors will leave for a retreat in Cedar Falls. They'll be gone until the end of the day on Thursday. Thursday night, there's freshman basketball with the Bears hosting at Algona High.
Friday, the Golden Bears travel to Humboldt for a basketball squad. Saturday, there's ACT testing, and the Garrigan will also be hosting a Great Plains Math League competition.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.